Welcome, this is Tomorrow's Guardians. My name is Enrique.
My name is Petula.
And he's gonna kick us off with some interesting topic right
yeah.
now.
Like, NordVPN user accounts compromised and passwords exposed, report says. That's a bad thing, as you can see.
I've got a VPN.
Yeah. Up to 2,000 users of virtual private network NordVPN were the likely targets of credential stuffing attacks that granted unauthorized access to their accounts in terms of users' email addresses and passwords to be posted to online forums. Like, what would be your comment about this issue, Mr. Enrique, please?
Well, for myself, like, I've got all my information on my own VPN that I've been using for a year about now. If I lost all my information, like banking details, or even because they get connected to those things, like, it's personal. You're gonna get like some loss of like information, and then you need to set up everything again. If not losing money or some form of like loan they take with your name, I don't know. These guys are tricky, right?
Yeah. Like,
come on.
Hackers might get some really essential information about those users.
Privacies,
unfortunately. So, statement from NordVPN is that credential stuffing is a growing issue, not only for NordVPN, but for almost every other digital service and website. The reason behind this is that people still reuse the same passwords and login names on different accounts, or create weak passwords. Still, I mean, like...
this one is 123?
Yeah.
It's...
Unfortunately. Over the past year, that NordVPN notified approximately 50,000 customers to change their passwords. However, the password change rate is only around 50%.
It's not good.
Yeah, that's definitely not good. Okay, do you think you are going to use VPN programs after this incident, and what would be the feature of these VPN programs, please?
The thing is, NordVPN is a pretty big company, and I'm with one of the biggest companies at the moment with my VPN service. Honestly, like, I don't have anything that important.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not linking my bank account with it, or maybe I do. I don't even know. That's the danger, right? So, but I don't use my VPN that often because, like, I don't go like online that much. But if I do, like with YouTube, I need to do a lot of research and things with this channel. I do use my VPN, so I'm a bit scared.
Mm, same.
Do you have a VPN?
Yeah, I use VPN some VPN programs that I because I need. But I am like right now in a doubt that
yeah.
maybe my information from my phone got leaked to any forum, any website. That's
yes.
I mean, dangerous.
Like, selling information is just like a product. It's happening.
Unfortunately, it happens. Okay, Mr. Enrique, do you want to add something?
I hope everyone has a good VPN, because
yeah.
like, Wi-Fi is everywhere, Wi-Fi is the danger, and VPN is the shield.
We warn you guys in terms of these kind of programs, because somebody might steal your essential information and privacy. Yeah.
But like you said, like, they did it with the NordVPN accounts, but like, I think after this event, they're gonna buckle down, put more firewalls,
yeah.
make this previous wall stronger. Come on. I'm pretty sure, because they just need like a little push of danger, and then they'll fix it, right?
Yeah, okay, Mr. Enrique, what is your topic today about?
Sorry, eating some cookies.
Maybe I got some cookies, guys.
Yeah, sorry, it's a bit dirty, we were...
Yeah, because of a bit mess.
I had a few cookies, but you'll see on the channel why. So I got this topic, like, tubulin inspired ultra hard polymers are full of holes, it's like a super solid, but it's like man-made, but it can stop bullets better than any other solid material, anything. And not just stop, like stop it with the first two layers and be as strong as ever. Like wait, let me get the word. Boop. It still stays strong. Like you can shoot it 100 times, it will still be as strong as it was in the beginning.
I guess that thing really will give effect to the security and privacy issues.
It's definitely there, in that direction.
That's
but
a good thing.
At this stage, they're still in the process because they did test between polymer reference cubes.
Mm-hmm.
It's without any like crisscrossing and like holes and several tubulin like polymer structures. The one I just mentioned that's so strong. They did a bunch of types of patterns and it's printed, guys. They printed this, and the bullet stops at the second layer of the tubulin-like polymer with no structure damage. That's the word I was looking for. But with the reference cube, the one with just like the solid, no crisscrossing, no holes in the middle, it cracked the whole cube in the middle. So it's pretty, it's a huge difference. So tell me, with 3D printing and printing out such structures with such high technology that's making super structures like materials, could you like name a few ideas that will use this kind of technology in the future? Just from the information you just got.
Like, before I read I read an article about this 3D printing. 3D printing. Do you know what happened? Like, one company created a really good, 3D heart for human body. 3D heart working, for human body.
How long did it take? And did it use, plastic or something? Or probably, bio grown material or something that put together like cells, maybe they 3D print cells.
To be honest, I don't know the material, but it seems useful to me. Maybe they can use for humans who suffer from this thing.
I've heard something similar, but I think that's just still in the process.
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, man, 3D printing body parts.
Yeah, that's really good news for the people who suffer from these kind of things,
a bad organ or something.
Yeah, some of our friends don't have arms, some of them don't have legs.
Yes.
That would be really good for them,
But to be honest, that's a bit off of the topic of making some super lightweight structure of material. Because this is a lightweight material full of holes, is almost just as hard as a diamond. You understand? It's they can print this kind of surfaces and it can be implemented in more, as you said, a military or defense kind of things. Yeah, but body armor, armor for guns, that's gonna be lighter, stronger, safer.
Yeah, as you said, for military defense, police,
definitely.
Cops and policemen, they can use
bullet shields,
or Kevlar. They can use these material in order to change it to Kevlar helmet. Those kind of things.
Any armor. And the thing is, the printer that that did the blocks, they hide the printed blocks that I'm talking about with the holes and the polymers, right? They're highly compressible, they can. A ton of it could be on it, just compress, and basically without breaking, it will still
strong.
It will stay that way.
Yeah.
So that could be used in any kind of scenarios. But I want to take it to the next level, right? Because they said this is only limited to the size of the 3D printer. And by the way, This is like the Rolls Royce of 3D printers. This is like in the next level league of any 3D printer.
Yeah.
Because it uses specific materials. It's been, you know, it's so difficult. But they say if they could take this material, apply it to like panels, you know, cars. Imagine if they built a whole body of a car just out of this. This is super strong. It's lightweight. Won't crack. Bullet resistant.
Yeah, imagine that that material will cover the tanks.
Tanks,
yeah.
Satellites, spacecrafts.
Yeah.
Anything.
Nobody, like, yeah.
Unbreakable.
Can, yeah, nobody can destroy those kind of tanks if you don't know the structure of it.
It's gonna take a nuke to break
yeah.
that tank, come on. Like, it's been shot so many times with a gun and it's still structurally so strong, right? So, what can I say? Like, if you can imagine anything out of any form and then put it under pressure, like guns, man, this is gonna print out guns and it's gonna be stronger than metal.
Mm.
That's what I mean, like, endless. But basically, this is tons of potential.
Yeah.
Get a VPN, and we are pretty sure they're gonna like fix the problem because they've got like a fail-safe thing.
Yeah.
And man, this
you
was
like?
I really like it. This was Tomorrow's Guardians, and my name is Enrique.
My name is Petula.
And see you next time.
Have a nice day.
Bye.